Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. And today on Holy Saturday, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz. Sister Kirsten Marie lives in Ehrenberg and works as a vocation coach. Of course, today there are no scripture readings, and the title of the preaching is Living with Death.
Holy Saturday. Silence. Jesus is dead. He's really dead. It's no fake news. Jesus is not pretending he's dead. He is lying in the tomb, as everybody of us will do one day. With Jesus' death, the unbelievable has happened. How can he only be dead? He from whom we have promised everything to ourselves. And so the disciples ran away. They didn't remain under the cross, and now silence lies over the scenery. The same silence lies over our country, over our countries. In Germany, since more than 3 weeks, we are in the lockdown. Shops, bars, pubs, restaurants are closed. People stay at home even though the weather is beautiful. There's no traffic in the streets. There are no services in the churches and mosques and synagogues. There's no laughter in the streets. Silence came over our country, deathly silence. Everybody tries to stop the coronavirus, but day after day people are dying and will die. Companies die, little shops die, livelihoods die, dreams die, hopes die. It is Holy Saturday. This is our reality right now, and nobody knows for how much longer. Have you overlooked the announcements just as Jesus announced his death? Did we have the chance to get to know something and to change things? Did we have the chance to prevent the pandemic and didn't make it? What went wrong in the past that we face a situation like this? What can, should, may, must be different in our common world? Do we have to change behaviors? Do we have been too greedy? Do we have wanted too much personal amusement? Do we have paid too little attention to others, to our environment? Time to think and to reflect. And in the meantime, we can't run away like the disciples did. It's simply not possible. We don't have the possibility just to go back to business as usual. We have to endure and persevere. We are the ones who are like the women around Jesus, like his female disciples. They endured. They stayed with him under the cross and did what they could do. The women took care for the dead body, anointed him, and faced the situation. That is what we can do right now. Endure and persevere. We can have hope and remain in that hope because Jesus himself, who is dead right now, he gives us hope. We know that he beats death, that he is life, and that he gives us eternal life. Life might be different after this Holy Saturday, but we are called to have hope. Tomorrow we will face that life and we will join in the Easter cheers. Even though we don't know today when this tomorrow will be.